Blackstone presents People in Glass Houses, an insider's story of a life in and out of Hillsong by Tanya Levin. This book is read by Kat Gould. You don't want the truth, because deep down, in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honour, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you're entitled to. A few good men. Someone to watch over me. Perhaps it would be as well, first of all, to try to make out what one means by the word Christian. It is used these days in a very loose sense by a great many people. Some people mean no more by it than a person who attempts to live a good life. In that sense, I suppose there would be Christians in all sects and creeds. The word does not have quite such a full-blooded meaning now as it had in the times of St. Augustine and St. Thomas Aquinas. In those days, if a man said that he was a Christian, it was known what he meant. Bertrand Russell, Why I Am Not a Christian, 1927. A number of terms are used to describe people who attend churches like Hillsong. In some situations they can be used interchangeably, but to do so in others will result in partial or total inaccuracy. In this book, I have used definitions that are to the best of my theological understanding of the fraction of Christian climates I have studied. They are broad characterizations intended simply as an overview of religious beliefs held by millions of people worldwide. Being a Christian means what? The problem with nailing a definition is that there are too many contending authorities. The Christian Church has an infinite number of fragments and offshoots in a body that requires itself to have unity. Christianity evolves continually, and with it the doctrines that underpin it. Being a born-again Christian narrows it down a little. Born-again Christians believe Jesus when he alleged...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?